Hello, Awe Islanders. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. Right now, we'd like to share some exciting news. We're thrilled to announce the release of our special animated YouTube episode called Look Around. Join Nutsy Squirrel as he learns to appreciate Awe Island in a whole new way. Be sure to head over to our YouTube channel and check it out. And if you enjoy it, don't forget to like and subscribe to stay up to date with all our latest content. Thanks for listening. And now, on with the relaxation. Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Good job. Today, picture yourself lying in a warm sunbeam in a green, grassy meadow. As you lie in the meadow, the grass below you feels fluffy and cozy. Sunlight hugs you from head to toe as you relax, covered in a blanket of light. A gentle breeze floats by, and the air smells fresh. Relax as you enjoy the softness of the green grass and the gentleness of the sun's warmth. And let's take another deep dragon breath, in and out. Beneath your head is a soft pillow of grass, and you relax even more as the sun gently warms your face. Now your whole body feels cozy. As you continue to enjoy the sun's warmth, let's take one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is The Family Meeting. On a sunny afternoon, light filled the room with a warm and gentle glow. Zara Kitten was curled up in her soft and cozy cat bed, enjoying a delightful nap. The curtains were opened just wide enough to shine a patch of brightness right on Zara's bed. The little kitten's fluffy fur gently rose and fell with each peaceful breath she took. With her eyes closed and a contented smile on her face, Zara snoozed happily. Sun naps were one of her favorite activities. Zara was roused from her nap by the scratchy sounds of chairs being moved in the next room. She peeked open one eye to look around, searching for her friend Dylan the duck. Dylan had been swimming in the pond earlier that morning. He must still be out there, thought Zara. As Dylan grew from a fuzzy duckling to a feathered duck, he spent less and less time indoors. Zara, with her eyes now wide open, stretched her tiny paws and hopped off her comfy bed. She made her way towards the source of the scratchy sounds, her ears perked in curiosity. The sounds of those chairs usually meant that a family meal was happening. But lunchtime had already passed, and it wasn't quite yet time for dinner. The little kitten was curious about the commotion, so she peered her head around the corner to get a good look at the dining room. In the dining room, Allie, Allie's dad, and Allie's mom were seated around the table, engaged in a lively discussion. Allie's dad was in the middle of his statement. "Allie, we've noticed how much you love animals and how responsible you've been taking care of Zara." The little kitten tilted her head at the mention of her name. She blinked her bright eyes in curiosity, wondering what this family gathering was all about. Allie's dad continued, "And now that Dylan has grown and is ready to live in the pond, we believe it's a perfect time to discuss the possibility of adding another animal friend to our family." Zara's whiskers twitched with surprise as she stood there, her little heart pounding with a mix of emotions. Another pet, instead of Dylan. Zara remembered the days when Dylan had waddled beside her, exploring the house and the barn. Watching him grow had brought Zara immense joy, and she had truly loved showing him the wonders of their house. Thinking about Dylan all grown up and settled into the pond made Zara feel a little twinge of sadness. She would miss their playful adventures. And yet, the thought of guiding a new friend around also filled Zara with excitement. She knew that if her family decided to bring another pet into their lives, she would embrace the opportunity to guide and support them, just as she had done with Dylan. The possibilities swirled in her mind. Zara flicked her tail as she listened to more of the family conversation. Allie's eyes darted back and forth between her parents. "Really?" Allie's mom smiled. "Yes, really," she said jovially. "But we want to make sure that the new pet is a good fit for our family, and that we can provide the care and love it needs," she continued. "Let's talk about the different options." "A frog," Allie suggested immediately. Allie's mom laughed warmly. "I figured you would say that." "I told her about the frog you caught last week," said Allie's dad. "I like frogs," Allie explained nonchalantly. "I actually think a frog might be a good fit," said Allie's mom. "Or another animal that lives in an enclosure." Zara decided it was time to make her presence known. She wanted to show she had a part to play in this conversation, so she padded into the dining room. "Here, kitty," Allie called when she saw Zara enter. Zara eagerly hopped into the little girl's lap. Zara's part of the family, so she should be in the family meeting, said Allie. Zara meowed to indicate she agreed with this statement. That's right, said Allie's dad. We have to make sure our new addition will get along with cats as well. Zara settled into Allie's lap and listened as the family began brainstorming different options for their new pet. Allie's dad took out his phone and started reading about each one. How about a turtle? He asked, and then went on to explain how turtles need a special habitat with water and land, and they can live for a very long time. That would be a very long commitment, said Allie's mom. So we'd need to be absolutely sure we are ready to properly care for a turtle. Next, Allie suggested a hamster, and her dad quickly found some facts on his phone about them. Hamsters are small and adorable, and they are active mostly at night, he shared. They can be great pets for people who have limited space, he concluded. Hamsters are cute, said Allie's mom, but we'd have to think about where we'd put a cage. The nighttime noise might interrupt our sleep. Zara listened as more options were suggested. Tarantula, fish, lizard. The family continued their lively conversation, carefully weighing the pros and cons of each pet. It was clear that they wanted to make sure that any new animal they brought into the family was a good fit for everyone, and that they could provide all the care and attention it needed. Finally, with their list of potential pets narrowed down, Allie's family excitedly made a plan. They decided that they would take a special trip to the Ah Wei Island Animal Shelter. Allie's mom explained, "Visiting the animal shelter will give us a chance to meet different pets and learn more about them. The shelter staff can educate us on the specific supplies needed for each pet and help us find the perfect companion who is looking for a loving home." Allie grinned and scratched Zara behind her ears. "You hear that, Zara? We're getting a new friend." Zara purred softly, excited for what was to come. With the plan set, Allie's family gathered near the front door, putting on their shoes and jackets. Then they piled into the car. Zara watched them from the window as the car rolled out of the driveway. While the family set off on their journey, Zara had a little adventure of her own. She slipped through the cat door, venturing into the bright sunshine. The soft grass tickled her paws as she made her way to the pond. There, in the water, swimming gracefully, was Dylan. Zara watched the little duck flapping his wings and diving beneath the surface of the water. She felt proud to have helped Dylan grow up to become independent, and she couldn't wait to have a new friend from the shelter. Although she was very curious what kind of friend that may be, Zara knew that they might be gone for a while, and she was starting to feel sleepy. With a playful leap, she returned home through the cat door and tried to catch the last few rays of sunlight on her bed. With a few meticulous circles, she settled into a perfect spot, curling her tail around her body. Before returning to her slumber, Zara took a moment to reflect on everything she was thankful for. She thought about Dylan, the duck she had helped guide and watch grow. She was thankful she would be able to visit Dylan at the pond. Zara took a deep dragon breath, in and out. The little kitten was also thankful she would have the opportunity to guide and mentor a new friend. Zara stretched her paws and let out another deep dragon breath, in and out. Most of all, Zara was thankful for her family. No matter what pet they decided on, she knew their home would be filled with laughter, love, and joy. She yawned and took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Zara closed her eyes and drifted away to sleep, dreaming of having adventures with a new friend. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.